You're listening to Last Word Radio, where you get the last word.
The following podcast is a W2M Network original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment.
Let's go!
It's gonna be a football game tonight, now.
No doubt.
It's gonna be a football game.
Here. Okay.
I done been here.
All right, let's go, baby.
The nine. Rushing four, ball comes out of the hands of Newton. It's on the ground and still on the ground. Picked up by TJ Ward at the 4-yard line. Vaughn Miller did it again.
Alabama back on top of the college football world.
Ladies and gentlemen, football to the max.
Your host, Sean Garmer, Gary Vaughn, and Randy Isbell.
Hello and welcome to Football to the Max College Edition for a Week 3 preview that promises to be fantastic with so many big games on the slate. Man, this is going to make our job of predicting things even harder than it already is, guys.
It is going to be a lot more difficult. It really is, and I, you know, as, you know, a person who's trying to really get into every game, it's still, no matter how much film I watch, no matter how many games I get under my belt, I mean, I still have a hard time predicting these games because there's so many crazy things that can take place between the third quarter, the fourth quarter, even in the first half.
Yeah, we get that break last week, and we're right back at it. Some amazing matchups this week in college.
Yeah, and the AP and all those folks decided to rank Arkansas, which we did not. So, more pressure on my Hogs, of course.
I ranked them, but it just didn't work out in the group rankings. So,
well, when I say we, I mean just the staff poll in general decided not to.
Yeah.
Rank it, but yeah, I mean, this is going to be interesting. And of course, you know, on this, if not too long after we're recording this, Houston had a Thursday night game against conference rival the Cincinnati Bearcats. Of course, supposedly the two leaders to get into the Big 12, according, you know, depending on who you read and everything else. This was really close. It was 10-10 at halftime, and Cincinnati had actually taken the lead at one point. And then Houston's defense decided that they wanted to come to play and blew them out in the fourth quarter. Two interceptions back for touchdowns. Greg Ward ran one in as well. I mean, just total annihilation by the fourth quarter, but kind of sucks for Cincy because they'd kept it close for most of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Cincinnati, you know, played well at home. They had their chance to pull the upset. They just made a few mistakes at the end. And credit Houston's defense, as you said, for making the big plays. But I more give the credit to Greg Ward. You know, before those two interceptions, he got those two drives to give them the lead, which kind of put Cincinnati in, you know, make a big play or go home, and they try to make the big play, and that Cougar defense was ready for it, and they were the ones that made the big plays to make it look more like a blowout. But, you know, all of the college teams are going to end up with games like this where it's going to be very close, and they got to come up with a way to get that win to, you know, bump that resume up. And I think even though the first three quarters was very close in this game, the way that the Cougars were able to finish off the Bearcats, I think, actually helps them out as far as the playoffs go.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. You know, people always say it doesn't matter how you start, it's how you finish. And yes, that's true. But I think, you know, we had Cincinnati show that they've got a lot of talent. And to play, you know, this at this level and to play, you know, the Houston Cougars, who have been kind of the one of the hot topics in college football this strongly for three quarters, it shows a lot. And, you know, I still got to give them credit for what they did. Now, you know, Houston, you know, the better teams usually prevail at the end. You know, they usually last till the very last of the game, and that's what Houston did here, and they made things happen. Their defense stood up, and here we go. You know, Houston continues on in their winning ways, and, you know, congratulations.
Yeah, and so, you know, Houston escaped from because of this game had been close, you know, the talk is going to be, oh, well, are they that good? And I'm sure there will be people that are still going to be talking about, are they that good or not? And they were able to kind of create some distance, so it probably shouldn't affect them in the rankings. But had they kept, had it been like a 3-point game or something, I'm sure they would have dropped a bit, just because, you know, you're held to a higher standard being a Group of Five team and not a Power Five team. And speaking of a team that's also playing on Friday, it seems like it should be a much easier game than one that Houston had to deal with a conference rival. Baylor taking on Rice. Baylor should take this one pretty handily, right?
Yeah, I mean, you would think so. And Baylor, you know, they've had their issues. We all know this, not the same Baylor team you've remembered, but I still think at this point right now they still have the better talent, and I think they should be able to take Rice pretty comfortably, but you just never know. I say that now, and then watch tomorrow, Rice is going to go and score 5 touchdowns, and Baylor is going to barely squeak it out. But on paper here, we think Baylor should dominate.
Oh, I know. Terrible defense versus a Baylor offense that goes berserk. This, I don't see this being close.
Clemson that did drop all the way to 5. So a lot where most of us had them at least underneath Ohio State and Michigan, taking on South Carolina State. Is this the one where Clemson finally looks like a more comfortable team?
It's their last chance to look like a comfortable team. I guess Georgia Tech's not that great either, but they got 2 weeks here really to show what they're made of before that big Louisville test. So, listen, yes, they drop because it's back-to-back weeks where the offense hasn't really looked the way we thought it was going to. But, again, if they can get on the right track, nobody's going to remember come November.
That's true. But to me, the biggest question is are they going to get back on track? And I'm a little disappointed in them. And I think we've already talked about this in past episodes, but I just really feel like this team was set up more for success and for the struggles they're having. I hope this isn't in their heads. And if it is in their heads and they come out and they don't start things out hot, I wouldn't be surprised at all if we don't get another sloppy game or a game where that offense isn't clicking like it should. And here we go again.
Yeah, I mean, it is at home, so they should. And you'd think after the last two performances, they really would get it together here. But we'll have to see. Arkansas, who is ranked at number 24, taking on Texas State, their last sort of gimme game before they get into conference play. They should take care of Texas State, right?
You're probably going to skip this one. They won already. I say that, but you know, but yeah, they, I think the comfortably this is just a game to get through, you know, and you know, Arkansas should be fine.
Watch out for those Bobcats. No, I'm just kidding. No, yeah. Arkansas all the way.
And high noon, College Game Day is gonna be there at Papa John's Cardinal Stadium, Louisville at home, taking on Florida State, who is ranked number 2 in the nation, Louisville, at 10. Louisville gets to prove that they are for real. Lamar Jackson gets to prove that he can score on a team that actually has a defense. Man, this should be awesome.
Yeah, it should be, and I'm really looking forward to it. And, man, this is going to be the most exciting matchups of the weekend. You know, I'm going to do it. I'm going to say Louisville is going to find a way to win this game. I think it's going to be an upset for Florida State. From my personal perspective, I think Florida State's going to come in thinking that they can take care of this, but I think Louisville.
Yeah, I just can't see it. Listen, Jackson is one of the most dynamic college players we've seen in a very long time, but he hasn't played anybody yet. Put him up against a tough Seminoles team. I think he gets shut down a little bit. I don't think it's, you know, he doesn't do anything. He's still going to make plays, but I still don't think he has that much talent around him, and he's not going to be able to beat one of the top teams by himself. So I'm taking Florida State here.
See, and I'm not in love with Florida State. That's the reason I'm picking Louisville. I'm not in love with them. I think that they can fall, and it wouldn't surprise me if they take loss besides this one, if they were to lose this one.
Well, I mean, they do have the big game against Clemson as well. So, yeah, man, I want to pick Louisville, but that Florida State defense, you know, they're no joke. And that's sort of where I'm leaning towards this. You know, DeAndre Francois, I think, can do just enough to get them through, and then the defense, even if they turn it off, even if they pull the same thing they did against Ole Miss, where they don't come to play until the second half and they shut Lamar Jackson down, they just got to make sure Lamar Jackson doesn't score like, you know, 21 points on them by then. I got a little bit more faith in Florida State right now. Do I want Louisville to prove that they are for real? For sure. It makes that ACC division and that ACC conference, the division they're in, and the ACC conference as a whole, much more interesting if they are. Just not to mention, you know, they got a date with Houston later on down the line as well. So if Louisville's still kind of in this, it's even better. Just, oh man, I don't know if I can do it. I'm gonna say Florida State. It definitely, it's my one confidence, because I just, man, you know, that's, I've got it as my one. Is that where you guys got it, or are you taking a bigger leap of faith and having it higher?
I'm taking a much higher leap of faith with a 3.
With a 3? Yeah, I'm in the low rankings here, too. I don't even know what it is right now. But I'm not sold on that Louisville's going to do anything great. If I'm just taking a flyer here, guys. I'm just trying to get some points on you guys. So I'm going. That's why I'm going Louisville, too.
I'm technically like a point behind both of you, if I'm not mistaken. So,
I know. Why do you think I'm trying to take flyers here? Trying to make sure I can set separation here.
I get you. Tennessee taking on Ohio at home.
Yeah. Tennessee. All the way. Covers the spread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have any qualms with that either. Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee is favored by 27.5 right now. I got Tennessee as well. The former school where Carson Wentz played, taking on Iowa. I see a lot of people sort of maybe picking this as an upset. Do you see that?
Did they get told Carson Wentz was coming back?
That's rumored too.
Yeah, Carson Wentz is just going to leave the Eagles to go back to not getting paid.
No, actually, this is going to be an interesting game, I think. Obviously, living in the Northwest, we follow a few teams up here. I have a buddy who went to Eastern Washington, who is the team that beat WSU week one. North Dakota State beat Eastern Washington last week in overtime. They love to put up a lot of points. I don't think they're going to pull the upset against Iowa, but look for that offense to give the Hawkeyes a little bit of a trouble.
I would agree with that too. I can't go with it. I'll go with Iowa here. You got Georgia State against the number 9 ranked Wisconsin team. Wisconsin is favored by 35.
Wisconsin.
it was the nice of the Badgers to play a cupcake so we can focus on some more important games. So thank you.
Thank you, please.
Speaking of, watch out for this game, guys. Miami's only favored by 3.5. Miami ranked number 25, right on the dot, against Appalachian State, who, of course, is the team that gave Tennessee the big scare in week one.
Appalachian State, I mean, definitely is a scrappy team, and I think they have an opportunity to upset Miami, but I still like Miami here. I think they're, you know, a pretty solid team here.
Yeah, me too, but because of Appalachian State, you know, being that team that likes to pull the upset, I went ahead and knocked it down on my rankings a little bit, but I don't think they could pull the upset, really.
I think I have it as my five, but man, I'm really worried about this one because Appalachian State's defense is nothing to play with, and Miami, they can get knocked around a bit, and they get off their game, and Appalachian State can cause some trouble. I'd say watch out for this one. Upset alert certainly is a viable thing here, and I don't blame people that are picking them for the upset because Miami's a little bit confident, and usually when they get that way, they get a little bit overconfident, and it can lead to getting the win here for for Appalachian State, but I'm going to go ahead and go with Miami here. They're only, like I said, only favored by 3.5. So moving to a big SEC West showdown, Ole Miss has actually won the last two meetings between these two, by the way. Alabama, number one ranked team in the country. Ole Miss back on the ranked board, 19th here. I don't think they were ever off on the actual AP. Alabama favored by 11.
I kind of feel like you could rank Ole Miss number three or number two, and Alabama would still take care of business. Now, is it a cupcake? Is it a cakewalk? No, it's nothing sweet like that. But I still think that Alabama is going to take care of business here.
Yeah, I'm right there with Gary. I think Alabama runs away with this game. We saw Ole Miss really give Florida State a lot of issues in the first half, and then they fell apart. You do anything like that, and the Crimson Tide is going to kill you. And you, Sean mentioned that, yes, Ole Miss has won the last two meetings. Do you want to know the last time Nick Saban lost with the same opponent three straight times? It was back in his Michigan State days when he lost to Michigan and Purdue in the late 90s. It was the last time he lost to the same opponent three times. So, listen, the only other team that ever beat him twice in a row at Alabama was LSU, and they met in the national championship game, and they beat LSU 21-0. So I think the same thing happens here. They put them away early, and they pull away late. I believe, let me double check real quick, but yes, this is my number eight in the rankings. I don't care that they're on the road here. I think Crimson Tide runs away with it.
I wasn't going to say running away with it, but I did feel like Alabama was going to win this. I think they would avenge the last two losses and get this through. I just don't have that much confidence in Ole Miss. I mean, they gave Florida State everything they had, but Alabama, much different kind of team here. I'm going to go with the Crimson Tide, and I also have it as my eight confidence. I think I have Miami at four. What did you guys have Miami and Appalachian State?
It was my six.
Yeah, probably. I think I have them around five or six as well.
Colorado and Michigan. Now, Colorado is also 2-0. They haven't really played anybody, but you know, hearing some people say, "Oh, kind of, sort of, maybe Michigan not a little bit overconfident here." But I just think Jim Harbaugh brings these guys so much ready to play. I don't think that's going to happen at home. They're favored by 19.5. Michigan.
Yeah, I think it's just, it's got to be Michigan. You could say, oh, you know, the upset's there, but no, I don't see it.
I'm sorry, I'm reading an article. I was going to say that at no point would I ever say a Jim Harbaugh team was going to come in overconfident. We saw what they did to Hawaii when we all just knew that Hawaii was going to stand no chance, and Harbaugh still hadn't the foot on the pedal the whole way. But I was reading this article where I guess the Colorado sent Jim Harbaugh a fictional depth chart that featured Elmer Fudd and Vito Corleone. So the games are being played right now, and I love it.
Oh boy.
So it had me distracted. It had me distracted a little bit, but I have Michigan winning big.
Love that.
I agree as well. I pressed the freaking button and now I lost my spot. One of the bigger matchups of the day: Oregon and Nebraska. Both teams 2-0. Nebraska kind of coming up here. And Nebraska, I think, is favored by 3 over Oregon. It is at home in Lincoln.
Yeah, so basically a neutral game, according to the experts. I liked how Oregon looked against Virginia. Yes, the game looked a little bit closer on the scoreboard because they kind of stepped off of the gas there at the end. Nebraska hasn't really played anybody yet, so this is really their first test. It is in Nebraska, so I think it's going to be close, but I like the Ducks to win a close one, and it's my 5.
Yeah, I really feel kind of the same way around here. I think it's going to be a close game. We'll probably not get the comfortable feeling until the fourth quarter if you're rooting for, if you're not rooting for Nebraska. So I think the Ducks have got it here.
I got Oregon as well. I have it as my 7. I think this will be close, but I think Oregon sort of pulls away. They do the opposite of last week, where they took the foot off. They're going to make sure they have the foot on when it matters here. One of the few games that we're going to talk about that doesn't involve at least one ranked team, UCLA taking on BYU. I have it as my 10, UCLA winning this thing. I just don't have faith in BYU scoring a ton of points.
Yeah, same as you, but I have it as a 9 for the same reason. I think UCLA runs away with this one.
I would love to pick BYU. I just so much would. But that's not going to happen.
You did last week and you lost.
Exactly. So. But, I am ahead of you on the point. No, UCLA.
Man, one that should be pretty interesting here, Pittsburgh and Oklahoma State.
Pittsburgh is interesting to me, and I'm actually going to go with them. Surprisingly enough, I know, and I'm going to go with Sean. Sean, last week you pointed this out, that Pittsburgh is that team that may jump into the rankings here, and I've kind of paid a little bit more attention to them, and I think this is a team that's going to do that. I think Oklahoma State, they may be out for revenge, but I don't know. I think Pittsburgh can still beat them.
It's in Stillwater. Yeah. They're favored 4.5.
Yeah, it is in Stillwater. And listen, any other week I'd say this is really close, but Oklahoma State did just get completely screwed by the referees on a call that shouldn't have been made that extended the game and had them lose. And I just see them coming out with a vengeance here and putting a whooping on Pittsburgh. I have Oklahoma State.
I don't think it's going to be a whooping at all. I think it'll be close. Pittsburgh has shown, look, they played a pretty game Penn State team last week. And, they took a stupid play by Penn State for them to win, but I'm going to go with Pittsburgh here. I have it as my 2 confidence because I'm not very confident in this pick either. But, yeah.
The reason I am picking Pittsburgh here is not only the chance to beat this team, surprise people, but it's also for the fact that I think Oklahoma State doesn't have a quick jump ahead in scoring and he stay in a close one. They may start to get down themselves, especially if they have any turnovers. Them a little bit if they don't start getting hot quick.
Where do you have it, Randy?
I have Oklahoma State as my 7.
All right, fair enough. Texas A&M taking on Auburn, and it's in Auburn, Alabama, of course, Jordan-Hare Stadium. Auburn favored by 3.5 over Texas A&M. This is where Texas A&M, I think, gets to really – they beat UCLA in that first game of the season. They get to prove they're for real here in a conference setting before taking on Arkansas next week at Texas Stadium. I actually think Auburn could come in here and pull the – I don't know if you call it an upset when it's a conference, SEC conference thing, but I think Gus Malzahn coming in here, he wants to prove that this Auburn team's different from last year. I know you got Trevor Knight, and they seem to be figuring things out with Texas A&M, but I'm going to say Auburn pulls the upset here.
Yeah, I'm actually right there with you. I think Auburn's going to win this game. You know, they kept it extremely tight with Clemson almost pulling off that big upset. Texas A&M did impress me when they beat UCLA. So I think this game is going to be really interesting and very close. But I like Auburn at home. It's my four just because there's a couple games that I'm a little more weary about.
You know what? I think this is one of these games where, you know, could be me and Randy possibly going back and forth talking about this one, because I think in the fourth quarter it's going to come down to a last-minute field goal, and I think that last-minute field goal is going to be A&M winning the game.
Wow, Gary actually picking an A&M team.
Yeah, I know. That's one of these flyers. We'll see.
I'll see. LSU taking on Mississippi State in conference play as well. It's in Baton Rouge. That immediately makes me go, yep, LSU's winning.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're also favored by 14. So. and please just don't play Brandon Harris. Can we just not do that? That'd be great.
Yeah.
Florida taking on our guys, Gary, North Texas.
Oh, you know, I'm surprised Florida's showing up. I mean, we'll be embarrassed for them when they do, but that's okay. Florida, do you really have to ask that question? No, you don't. It's Florida.
I'm just saying. We know it's Florida, too. It's in the swamp, but yeah.
Yeah, if it's in the swamp, that means that North Texas is going to go home.
Texas might as well just do the forfeit.
Yeah, basically. Send a letter of sorry.
Are you saying they send a letter that they are sorry or that they're sorry team?
They should just send the game sorry to them and say, we apologize we couldn't show up, but here's some entertainment.
This one should be really entertaining at the 7:30 slot here. Notre Dame taking on Michigan State. Michigan State gets to prove that they are a for real team, ranked 12th. Notre Dame 18. Of course, that, you know, really close loss to Texas. They are favored by 8 in South Bend. I got Notre Dame here.
Yeah, me too. I think that defense is fast. I like that they figured out the quarterback situation. I'm very much into Notre Dame right now.
Yeah, I'm very impressed with Kizer and him winning the job. Something just seems fishy with it. Michigan State getting that week off to prepare for this game. I say Michigan State pulls the minor upset. I think they're an 8-point dog on the road, but that extra week off could help them. It's my one, but I think they could either keep it as really close or pull the upset, so I'll go with it.
I have it as my 6, and I'm confident Notre Dame winning this one, I think. You have a number, Gary?
I don't even have it in front of me, but it would be a low number, probably. No, actually, I take that back. I may actually move it to 6 or so.
Georgia against Missouri, and Georgia's favored by 6. It's in Columbia.
Georgia, baby.
I don't know.
I'm not confident in picking anything in Georgia the way that they have played the first.
It's hilarious. Oh, anyway, go ahead. Tell me who you got.
I got Georgia too, but man, I'm just not, you know.
Yeah.
Thankfully, this is not on our confidence fix.
Thank God.
I didn't like Georgia going into North Carolina. They pulled that off, and they barely hang on to beat Nichols. And now here you are. You get this game before Ole Miss and Tennessee. Tough stretch for the Bulldogs. I'm with you guys. I think they win, but if I had to put confidence on it, I'd put 0.3.
I'll give you the easy one before we get into the three big games that are left. Washington whoops Portland State, right? We don't even have to... Worry about
Yeah, no, don't worry about it.
Well, since Portland State lost to San Jose State 66-35, yeah, I think they have no chance against a good team like Washington.
Stanford taking on USC. Stanford here by 8.5, and it is in Stanford Stadium.
I think Stanford covers. I think they pull away and show that they're the class of the Pac-12 right now. So give me Stanford, and I believe it's my 10.
I got Stanford.
I have it as my 9. Christian McCaffrey's going to be too much for this USC team. I think they might be able to keep them in points for a while, but like Randy said, when it matters, they'll pull away. Stanford wins this one. Texas traveling to Berkeley to take on California. Texas favored by 7.
I'm not picking against Texas.
I'll say this, be careful with the Bear Raid being at home. Bouchel has a bad game or something. It's not a joke. I'll take Texas, but this is one of those where I think.
Yeah, I will too. I will too, but that 7 spread's a little scary, but I'll take Texas.
And the one that has the biggest implications probably for this week, number 3, Ohio State, traveling to Norman to take on the now number 14th ranked Oklahoma Sooners.
See, you confused me. You talked about the game with the biggest stakes, and I thought you were talking about the Idaho-Washington State game I was going to go to on Saturday.
Oh, man.
I was all excited to break that game down, and then you had to talk with the Buckeyes and the Sooners. Who cares about that game?
Yeah, what he said. Oh, and I... no. This is the most crazy, interesting game. I Oklahoma, they have something to prove. And, of course, Ohio State, they take care of business for the most part. So, man, I so badly want to pick Oklahoma, but I can't.
I got Ohio State. I think I have Ohio State as my number 4 here. They are favored by 1.5. This is barely anything. I just think that, it's going to come down to Oklahoma being able to defend JT Barrett, which is going to be hard. And then not only that, but on the offensive side, they have to run the ball to keep pressure on Baker Mayfield. And are they going to be able to do that? It's not like Michigan doesn't have the talent or whatever. It's just, man, I'm not like totally sold on. I know they're at home and this is going to be close, but I just think Ohio State wins it in the end.
I think Oklahoma has a pretty good chance here to get the big win. I know everyone in Houston right now is finding whatever Oklahoma jerseys they can find to put them on because, they are their biggest fans right now. I just like Baker Mayfield at quarterback. I know he struggled a bit in that Houston game. And, yes, Ohio State is probably the better team, but it is in Oklahoma. I really want to go for it, but I just can't pull the trigger. I have Ohio State, but it's just my 2.
Man. So that's it for predictions here. There was a ruling, I think, that happened, if not today, at least yesterday. It's been a couple days. The ACC has decided to take away any neutral site games from North Carolina because of the HB2 law. How do you guys feel about this?
Didn't the NCAA also take away all tournament games?
Yes.
Can I read that too? So, that's the way things are going. The NCAA and the ACC are going with them, have said, you've passed this law, we're pulling out. And, they passed the law, and they stuck to their guns and did exactly what they said. It's going to be a big blow to that state financially, especially the NCAA tournament stuff. I know they had a couple times where Greensboro was going to host some NCAA March Madness tournament games, and now they're out of the state completely. So it's going to hurt that state, and maybe they'll get their shit together and realize what they're doing is retarded. But I like the decision to stick to what they said. It wasn't just a publicity deal. It was, listen, we are very much behind this, and we're going to pull forward with it.
Yeah, I mean, if you know, you at least give them credit to, you know, stand by their word. So, I mean, if that's the way they feel, I mean, I'm kind of one of those people. Everybody has a right to their opinion. So, in a way, I kind of don't know which side I land on this a little bit here, because, you know, you can't fault people for feeling one way and then be happy with the other way that other people feel. I think everybody has a right to their own opinion. So, I don't fall anywhere on this. I'm a little neutral. I'm Sweden on this.
I'm just happy that the NCAA and ACC have made it a point to say that Colin Kaepernick can sit in any bathroom he wants.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. That, you know, that is credible. Colin Kaepernick just needs to start getting sponsorships from stools and chairs and everything that you can sit on.
Well, now, you know, Aaron Foster's doing that too, and he's a lot of flack going on here in Miami. We got a bunch of people that are burning jerseys and stuff because they're, you know, going against the flag and everything, all this stuff. And it became such an uproar that you had other players doing it with Foster, and they decided that they're now going to stand because I guess they got scared of fan backlash or whatever, which is so weird to me.
I don't know why they're scared about. Just give it 3 weeks, and then the Dolphins fans are going to realize they have no chance at the playoffs, and they're going to go do something else anyways.
Oh, man. You know, my thought about this whole thing is, I hate to say it this way, and people are probably going to send me hate mail, but this is a fad. It'll go away. And in 2 years, you'll not hear this, and then somebody else will do something. Someone will stand on one leg in the air, and that'll be the new fad. So when this is over with, call me when September ends.
Well, nice one. Going back to last week. But that'll do it here for us talking college football, doing predictions, and everything else. You know, enjoy those games, man. I don't know, but the Friday one, I don't know if that's going to be an appetizer or anything like that, but high noon on Saturday, man, so much good stuff. And then that whole day, you might as well just take off work and just, you know, enjoy the day, because I think wall-to-wall action going on for this week three here. But all right, check out everything on the WTM Network, WTMnet.com. Everything else going on with us, and we'll see you back here on Tuesday morning, breaking down what happened. Later, everybody.
The following podcast is a W2M Network original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment.
You're listening to Last Word Radio, where you get the last word.